3 years ago, Anwar Dafa'Allah established TEDx Khartoum, a vibrant platform of conferences and talks where debates on issues concerning Sudan take place. Anwar Dafa'Allah and his friends are telling the story of the Sudan and publicizing ideas that he says are worth spreading by sharing the ideas and experiences of different participants. He explains that he got started when an Asian friend invited him to a TED gathering in South Korea.
In 2009, one South Korean friend, his name is Han Ryo, he sent me an email and invited me to attend one of their parties at TEDx Seoul. At that party, I met with different TEDx organizers in South Korea, and they invited me to give a talk about my volunteer translation and around, you know, the ideas in Sudan and so on. I had a great experience with the TEDx community in South Korea, and I was so moved and touched that, you know, we have great minds in Sudan and in Africa in general, and I wanted to give them, you know, a stage to share their ideas with the world. So I applied for a TEDx Khartoum license in 2010, and we were guaranteed the license, and we had the TEDx Khartoum first camp conference in Sudan to give a voice for, you know, for the local people. People who are, you know, otherwise have no voice through the conventional media. The TEDx Khartoum conference started in late 2010, and it evolved to become one of the internationally recognized conferences out of 9,000 TEDx events around the world.
With a series of TEDx events, Dafa'Allah and his friends engage the youth in Khartoum as well as participants from different age groups in discussing issues of importance to the Sudanese that have often created misperceptions about the country.
We touch the identity issue that's critical to Sudan and Sudanese, and speakers from different walks of life in Sudan share their ideas, and it was a huge success that inspired the whole community and many people. We started with 100 volunteers, and now we have over 7,000 who are volunteering for TEDx Khartoum, and they are part of the community of ideas we're spreading. The second TEDx Khartoum was about positive thinking, and we had an amazing youth speaker. She was a student at the university back then. She spoke about the importance of positive thinking for Sudan and Sudanese in order to changing our situation in Sudan. And that talk led her to be invited by the United Nations to represent the youth in Sudan, in Doha, and she met with the Secretary General of the United Nations, and that inspired the theme of the conference. The youth conference is called TEDx Youth Khartoum. Also, we invite young students and kids to share their ideas for spreading. Conventional wisdom will tell you that Sudan is a place of negativity, war, poverty, and all the negative stuff. And we are deeply believing that our community has lots of positive stuff that we have to share with the international community.
Because of Sudan's no presence on the global platform that is TEDx, Dafa'Allah was recently in Washington to share his recent activities at TEDx Khartoum and other social volunteer activities he has spearheaded.
The TEDx conference now became a movement worldwide. I was invited to give a talk about my recent activities in Sudan. The conference took place here at the Herman Center in Washington, D.C., with more than 1,000 attendees and more than 50 different speakers. Businessmen, congressmen, the ambassador of South Sudan, lots of people came and shared their great ideas. I came to share my stories of my recent activities at TEDx Khartoum, the crowd-funded film Our Sudan, and the recent activity of Nafir. Nafir, the Sudanese tradition that means a call for mobilization, where a group of volunteers came together to help the people who were affected by the flash floods in Sudan in August 2013. It was an amazing experience that all the community came together and they helped where the government were paralyzed. I shared these three stories, and I was so happy that, you know, it was well received by the attendees, and I got a standing ovation from the attendees. It was really fascinating how lovely is the TEDx Mid-Atlantic community here in Washington, D.C.
That was Anwar Dafa'Allah speaking to us during his recent visit to Washington, D.C. And that's all we have this week on Africa's Rising Stars. I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.